This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. For some days now, we've been sampling the debate over what to do in Afghanistan now that Osama bin Laden is dead. The mission that killed him this month has reopened discussions about the war. It's prompting some people to say it's time to get out of Afghanistan. At a minimum, bin Laden's death could alter America's war strategy. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
It didn't take long for some on Capitol Hill to point to the successful bin Laden operation as evidence that the U.S. could be winning the war in Afghanistan with fewer troops on the ground.
With the death of Osama bin Laden, I think it's important that our country go back and re-examine what we're doing and not doing in Afghanistan.
That's Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah. He posted this video message on his website a few days after the raid on the bin Laden compound.
The reality is terrorism, global terrorism, is real and it's out there and we're going to have to deal with it. That doesn't necessitate that we need 100,000 people in Afghanistan.
The Obama administration plans to pull some troops out this July, but administration officials say the overall strategy will remain as is, in part because it's still unclear what effect bin Laden's death will have on the insurgency. One possibility, nothing changes, at least not in the short term.
Right now, there's no evidence available to us to suggest that removing bin Laden is going to have that kind of decisive effect on al-Qaeda.
Stephen Biddle is with the Council on Foreign Relations. He says there's a kind of formula for trying to take out a terrorist group from the top.
The usual course is you remove the leader gets replaced. The new guy isn't as good as the last guy, so the group gets somewhat weaker as a result, but it doesn't just collapse.
If al-Qaeda stays strong, he says, then the U.S. military mission remains the same. Build Afghanistan up so it can keep al-Qaeda out. But there is another school of thought about bin Laden's death. Here's Secretary of Defense Robert Gates last week.
I think that there is a possibility that it could be a game changer.
The question is how. Major General John Campbell is the head of U.S. military operations in eastern Afghanistan. He spoke to reporters this week. His take, insurgents might be demoralized.
You know, I had this gut feeling that, you know, this was the number one guy for al-Qaeda. A lot of people, to include the Taliban, have this symbiotic relationship with al-Qaeda. And they're going to think twice now. Why are we doing this?
Here is another scenario. This one focuses on the Taliban's relationship with al-Qaeda. John Nagel is with the Center for a New American Security. He says with bin Laden gone, those ties may start to fray.
A lot of the relationship between al-Qaeda and the Taliban was a result of those personal links that bin Laden formed way back in the 1980s. With him gone, they don't have the same kind of relationships with Zawahiri, his number two. So it's going to be harder to keep that unholy alliance going.
Nagel says a break between al-Qaeda and the Taliban could create space for peace talks, and that could lead to a negotiated settlement. Finally, bin Laden's death could change the war in Afghanistan in one other way, which involves Pakistan.
If it brings about a change in Pakistani policies, then it would be a game changer.
Zalmay Khalilzad used to be the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. He says Pakistan has been playing a double game for years, working with the United States and, at the same time, supporting the Taliban and elements of al-Qaeda. Khalilzad thinks bin Laden's death could change Pakistan's calculation.
If it changes the dynamics and the relationship with Pakistan with regard to support for extremists who are fighting us in Afghanistan, that would be the more important consequence of what has happened to bin Laden.
U.S. officials have been trying to find a way to get Pakistan to choose sides for years. Finding bin Laden on Pakistani soil may give them the leverage they've been looking for. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.